It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a couple of gentlemen from the Price City Police Department. I've got Sergeant Kelly Maines and Officer Frankie Tapia. With school coming back in session very, very soon, it's always nice to get somebody in here to kind of talk about, just as a reminder, you know what? We're going to see more kids out on the streets. We're going to see them at bus stops. We're going to see them walking. And just some things that, you know, you need to be aware of and maybe extra conscious of this time of year, and especially around buses. You know, coming into work, I pass a lot of buses. I get a lot of buses on Carbonville Road. You know what? They have those signs on the side for a reason, and we're going to talk about all of that. Sergeant Maines and Officer Tapia, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start off with, first, both of you. I know you just graduated DARE training, correct?
That is correct.
Frankie?
Yep.
And so you're going to be, you both are DARE officers. You said there's one other one as well?
Yes, we have Detective Brandon Rigby is also one of our DARE officers.
So you three will be out in schools, and the kids will see you as far as that program is concerned, but they're probably at Mont Harmon going to see you more, correct?
They'll see me every day, all day long.
So he's the new, is it SRO, is that what you said?
That's correct, yep.
So you're ready to go. You said you got your office set up there, and you'll be there all day just kind of hanging out at Mont Harmon and making sure the kids are safe?
Yeah, I'll be in the school, in the classrooms, out on the field with them. I'll also spend time out in the parking lots and during the bus time and when they get to school and when they go home from school to make sure they're safe.
All right. So I guess the main thing we need to talk about, if you're going to keep them safe at school, and as you said, kind of getting them there and getting them home, because we are going to see kind of a rise in kids out and about with school starting, right? So let's talking about, I guess, first thing we need to talk about is let's talk about buses. And how important is it? I mean, you've got to pay attention with these school buses
definitely.
And things.
And one of the things we see a lot as officers, too, is reminding people when they're out driving and they see the buses to have some patience. Those buses are making a lot of stops. But keep in mind, too, when those warning flashers come on, when the stop signs get extended and they're flashing, it's illegal to pass those buses in either lane on either side of the road. Usually they're only stopping for a very short period. So, you know, you're not going to get to work any faster or get to the gas station any faster. You know, take a second. A lot of the kids at the bus stops are eager to get on the bus, and they're not paying attention to traffic. And it's not uncommon for one of those kids to dart out in front of the bus or trying to get on the bus quickly. And the last thing we ever want is for one of our students to get hit at one of these. And, you know, so making sure, pay attention when you're around those buses. They make a lot of stops. And there's a lot of the bus stops around, you know, and pay attention to the kids that are waiting for the buses. And we really, you know, need the kids to pay attention as well, not stand right on the curb. Stand back off, wait for the bus to get there so they safely can get on and off and get excited to get to school and get home. That's what we're hoping for.
That's very true. And I know that most of the bus drivers are very cognizant, and especially the one that's on Carbonville Road in the mornings. If she gets one or two cars behind her, she'll pull off to the side and let everybody go around.
Yes,
so
they will.
It's just a matter of waiting for a few moments, right? And that's all it takes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is getting them out of the way.
You know, the buses are out in the morning and the afternoon. They're not running all day long. So, you know, it's usually the time when you're headed to work or headed home from work or vice versa. And so we just have a little bit of patience. Plan for the extra traffic in the mornings when you're out and about too. That's the best thing you can do.
And I think the next thing we need to talk about for just a moment is, you know, kids walking to school, and you're going to have that increased foot traffic with the kids in all the areas of all of the schools. And I think you said that they've put in a new crosswalk at Mont Harmon as well.
Yes, I believe they put three new crosswalks up in the Mont Harmon area to help get the kids across the road safely. And that's going to be new to all of our citizens, and I want everybody to know about them, because I will be at those crosswalks in my car watching for people not yielding to the pedestrians and the children crossing the roadway. And it's important for kids when they are walking to school to make sure they're using the sidewalks and make sure they're, before they enter the crosswalk, they're still looking both ways and making sure it's clear and the drivers that are approaching the crosswalk see them before they attempt to cross the road.
And as far as, you know, this is a great time to talk about the fact that as far as crosswalks and kids walking to school are concerned, Price City is looking for crossing guards, correct?
Yes,
they are. Yep.
What's the best way, if somebody's interested in wanting to do that, what do they need to do?
So the best way they can go about, if they're interested in being one of our substitute crossing guards, to contact either the police department or City Hall, and we can work with him to set up an application so that they can fill that out and go through the process. We're always looking for it. You know, it's one of those things. Crosswalks are going in the mornings and the afternoon, like the buses. So, you know, there's not a lot of time that you're there. But, it, you know, most of our crossing guards have done it for years, and they love it, and they're great at it. And there are many adults who remember the crossing guard who is still there. I mean, I think one of our crossing guards that usually is at Castle Heights, she has been there for years, and she absolutely loves it. The kids love her, and it's a very rewarding thing, and it's good. We need to have some responsible people there to help these kids get across the road, so that we've got some adults there helping stop the traffic and make sure the kids can get across safely.
And okay, so we've talked about the buses. We've talked about kids walking to school. Now let's graduate up to the high school area where you are going to see increased traffic in the mornings, at lunchtime, in the afternoon, as well as when the college starts come the end of the month. So you're going to see more traffic up in those areas as well. You need to be ready for that too, don't you?
Yeah, and something to keep in mind up around those areas is we've got Carbon High and Pinnacle Canyon. Varying schedules with class schedules. School's a lot different than a lot of us when we were younger. Some of the students don't have to be there all day long, so there's traffic all day long. Those mornings, afternoon, and lunch times are usually the most congested, you know. And then once the university classes start up as well, Fourth North is going to be a very crowded place. So again, you know, can't preach enough about patience, but have some patience when you're going up there. And, you know, just be mindful, you know, and we would remind our high school students that are driving to school too, watch your speed, pay attention to the traffic laws. You know, I'm not sure I know a high school kid who's that invigorated to get to school fast, but let's, you know, watch your speed, be careful around all the schools, you know, particularly 4th North and 600 East. We tend to get a lot of complaints on those about the speed and the traffic. So,
yep, and watch out for patrol officers, because as we're available, we're going to be patrolling that area and sitting down there to make sure that people are doing the safe things.
And the same rules apply up there, too. You're going to have kids walking to school at the high school and buses up in that area and everything. So, you know what? It's we do it every year, right? But we just need to sometimes be reminded that it's going to happen here. Once again, school starts everywhere on August 16th. So you're going to see that. You're going to see the you know, the more vehicles on the road up by the high school, kids walking to school and all that good stuff. So let's just get together and be safe, really. That's the main thing about the whole thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep, definitely.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We really do appreciate it. Once again, we've had Sergeant Kelly Maines and Officer Frankie Tapia with the Price City Police Department getting us ready to go back to school. Thanks once again.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.